Welcome to the Trustedpreneur Podcast. I'm David Ritchie.
And I am Madeline Ritchie.
And we are here to help you on so many elements of business, personal development, and growth, and really dive deep into conversation about topics that, one, are interesting to us, but also, two, we hope will help you grow in your way. Today, we're going to talk about something that was brought up to us. We were recently on a podcast, and the person that was interviewing us said, you know, I checked out your social media, and I noticed that you really don't have a really robust social media presence. But when we were doing our prep, and they were going to be in town to do interviews, they asked if we knew some people. And, you know, of course, Madeline goes into the old-fashioned Rolodex and starts pulling out names and says, here, I'm going to call this person. You know, I'm going to tell this person to talk to you, this person to talk to you. And she did. And they were open and just truly excited to do it. First of all, the podcast topics were great. And then, but also, and more importantly, what came out of that is the question was, and it came out of it from the standpoint of being an influencer or being influential. And so Madeline and I sat back and we said, boy, that's a meaty topic, right? Because in today's day, right, there's always this discussion about influencers and how important mm-hmm. they are. And I think, Madeline, what it's really interesting is when you look at the difference between an influential person and an influencer. And I think the influential person is one that drives change, inspires action, and they do so in a way from their experience, their leadership, and their innovation. Mm-hmm. Whereas an influencer usually does it via social media, by building an audience, and they drive purchases of products, maybe some social awareness topics, mm-hmm. And they promote their followers to do or live by something. But the key difference, in my opinion, mm-hmm. is longevity, right? So
yes.
The person that is the influential person, because they're doing it, and I always say that from their core, mm-hmm. they're taking an issue or a topic or their network, and they're building relationships where these they can actually inspire people, or mm-hmm. they can get people to want to do more. I think where an influencer is limited by potentially by longevity, because they are utilizing technology to drive what they're going to speak about. Right?
Right.
So, you know, if the algorithm changes, they're no longer reaching the audience, right? If trends change, they're no longer able to speak to that, right?
Yeah. Some can go through the changes and stay relevant.
Right. And you look at some where society has completely changed an opinion, and these people were all in on it, and now Nobody's following them.
Right.
Nobody's listening to them anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that is a common, well, that is a very true distinction in between the two. Right. And so, you know, I did a little bit of digging, right. And, I wanted to talk about two contrasts between these two individuals, right? And one is an influencer and the other one is an influential individual that's no longer with us, right? I mean, this is a woman she's very iconic, right? And that's Rosa Parks, right? We all know what she stands for.
Yep.
But she is an iconic individual that during the civil rights movement, she's stood for what she believed. And in 1955, December 1st, she decided that she was going to go against the grain, and she was not going to give that seat to the white passenger, right? And so her courage inspired a lot of movement, right? It took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And we still live and are inspired by her bravery.
Absolutely.
Right. And so those are things that is a person of influence. Mm-hmm. Right? Mother Teresa was a person of influence. She stood for the poor. That's what everybody knows Mother Teresa for. Meanwhile, on the social media account, area, media influencer, let's just take this individual, Zoe Zuck. Right? This woman has 9.2 million followers. She started she was one of the early adopters in that world. But the challenge that she faces is, and by the way, I didn't know who she was. Okay. I mean, I'm not one of those 9.2 million, but through my, through my digging and in my research, I found that, amazing content, no problem. She's into the beauty and fashion, but she's been all over.
And you don't know her.
I don't know her, but I had to do research on her. Her content ranges, and this is a perfect example, ranges from beauty, fashion, to mental health, to home decor. This is a perfect example about having to move along with technology in the digital world, that it is a constant evolve. It's constantly evolving.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that is a true contrast of what's an influential and what is an influencer. Both very important in our world.
Right.
An influencer grows their accounts in a much quicker way if they have something to say that will resonate with people versus somebody that is influential that don't necessarily have to go on social media and talk about their accomplishments, right? Mm-hmm. They do leave a lasting impact in, like the Rosa Parks of the world, the Mother Teresa. I think you and I are influential individuals, right? And the reason why that is because we have done things that have made the mark in our communities, right? We did, we chair an event that generated over $1 million, right? And that was an impact that we made for those individuals that were in need, mm-hmm. right? We didn't have to put that on social media.
Right.
Right. But yet a whole lot of people know about it all over, right? And so, the legacy that we're living with our businesses and our teachings and how we conduct life and living through our values. Right.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And I was thinking a little bit while you were speaking about the influencer. And I want to make sure our audience knows that we don't think that influencers are bad. In fact, in business and you're starting a product or a service and you want to impact awareness really quick.
Yeah.
An influencer can get you there quicker.
Mm-hmm.
An influential person, it's a little bit more one-on-one, if I may, right?
Yeah.
It's the grind. It's a little bit of a grind. But I think there's power in both, but I think and I think you could be both. I think that's an interesting, probably not where people thought I was going to go, but I look at it because I would be not telling the truth if we weren't trying to build our following.
Well, yeah, right? Of course.
So we're trying to build our following because we want to help influence people in the areas of business and personal development and things like that, right? But you can equally be influential. And I think it's how you make those relationships. And I think that's the uniqueness, right? And I would say this about you as well. I think you're a very influential person, and your friends and business partners and associates would say the same thing about you. And I hear it all the time. And they say, you know what? If you need to get connected with somebody, call Madeline.
Yeah.
Right? Madeline knows everybody. I don't know how we know everybody, but we kind of talked about it. We don't. But we talked about it in prep. But what's really interesting is it's not that you don't know everybody. And you go to the 6 degrees of separation, right?
Yes, yes.
And, you meet someone that knows someone. And in a future show, we're going to talk about networking and the importance of that. And and how to do it right. Right. And I think, though, just to tease that a little bit, the reason why I think we fall more in the influential sphere is because, and we didn't always do this. I'm going to first tell you, we did not network well. But I think it's because...
Well, I don't think we did at all because we had a young family. We worked for corporate and that was our network.
But even in corporate, you have to network, right? And you just... We
went out drinking.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's true. I mean, that's what happened.
We had a different definition of networking.
Well,
we
were younger.
We were younger. But as we matured in the process and in business and everything else, we learned how to network. We learned how to actually have a conversation.
Yes.
And once you start learning about people, then you can help them. And then because you've helped them or you've helped them, you've guided them in a way, mm-hmm. that's when you become influential.
Right, right.
And so I think it's really interesting. And in this, especially in today's day, when you 9.2 million people. Well,
crazy. I mean, amazing.
That's powerful.
It is powerful. And you know what? I tell you what, they are a very important piece for our society to see what kind of products are out there. I follow a whole mess of people that I resonate with, right? In fashion, because I love fashion. And so you could tell a lot about a person based on who they follow.
Oh, okay.
You know, I love, skincare products. And so I want to hear what is it about that product that's really good. And that is a quick way to get the product out and reviewed. And then I go to the comments, right? The comments are the best part of it.
Right. Well, right. They're comedic.
They are. And, but you learn a lot from it. And then, you have to make a decision whether that's something that you want to do. And so thank to the influencers. Absolutely. They are massive, massive value add to our economy, to the decision making from, for us consumers. So yes, I agree.
So I think it's really important though for everybody, you don't, like I said, you don't have to be one or the other.
No.
However, if you're in the business of being an influencer, more power to you. It's a phenomenal business, and if you strike it big, then you're going to do extremely well. There's a lot of people that dabble in trying to become an influencer, and I think that's great. But I think we can all be influential in our own way, in mm-hmm. our own space. And I think it's just a topic that most people don't think about. And I think it's something that we started thinking about because it was posed to us. How do you do it?
How do you do it? And I'm like, okay,
really didn't know the answer.
No, we didn't.
We just do.
We just do. That's right. And I go to different events that have influencers there, and it's kind of funny. Being that was not my era, right? And that's not dating myself, but. It wasn't a thing when I was growing up. So I don't know a lot of them, and so I am in the room with them. And I often just strike a conversation that has nothing to do with what they do. And they look at me like, do you know who I am? I'm like, nope. but it's fun, and once you get to know what they're about, they're really awesome people. So I love influencers. I love that we've met so many through our networking, through the dinner series that we belong to, the round table that we have sat for masterminds, and we continue to meet them throughout and really get to know who they really are, and that's kind of great.
And I think you point out something that's really important. That's kind of the difference, though. Where are you getting your audience, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting your audience where you're more face-to-face, mm-hmm. even if it's video conferencing calls and massive things like that, I think that's fine. But the difference is you're having real conversation. It's not necessarily a technology-driven communication, right?
And
you're actually having discourse to understand mm-hmm. what people believe, what they do, how they do it. And I find that the reason why a lot of times we impact people is because we listen to them and then we tie that to the people we know.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, if it's happened one time, it's happened at least 20 that somebody will say, I'm in this, and we'll go, well, you need to meet this person.
Right.
And, or, you know, for example, you brought up the charitable event we did.
Mm-hmm.
They were not great at social media. They did some posts, right? But what it really was is us telling our story to our network and getting them to buy into our vision of what we wanted
to
be.
That's right.
And to me, that's influential because it was utilized for a positive, right? And I think that, you know, you can see in the political spectrum now, you can see a lot of influencers trying to drive what they believe to be for a mass or a macro, but not necessarily because they have substance to it. It doesn't mean that there aren't influencers that aren't influential. I want to make sure people understand that. It's just differentiating right now the two components,
right,
of what it is.
It's just helping people understand the difference. You know, we're not for one or the other. We are for us. And, you know, we do what we do every single day. But I think that there's a lot of confusion out there as to really what that means, right? And so we're just trying to shed some light, giving people some perspective and see if that, you know, food for thought, you know, sometimes it's great to hear others' perspective to see if either we'll shift how we view things. Or, you know what, I'm just going to stay right here because I feel good and that's what my perception is. And you know what, that's their truth and it's okay too.
That is right. That is right. So I think that the most important thing we wanted to get across today was really understanding the difference between influential and influencer. I think we wanted to make sure that you understood that both are necessary and that when you're considering working as in business or in life in general, right? There's corporates have responsibilities. They can be extremely influential. You know, entrepreneurs can be extremely influential. Influencers help drive product, right? Mm-hmm. And sales in most cases. I mean, I'm sure there are some influencers that delve into, you know, social and political. But when you think about influencers in general, it is a monetary business to drive people to buy product or services, right? And then influential can still do that, but it can also be more in line with change, as you said. Mm-hmm. I think Rosa Parks is a great example of that because there was no social media.
Mm-mm.
There was only this thing called the press and newspapers mm-hmm. and maybe radio and TV at that point was just really coming about. So it wasn't even visual, right? It was by word of mouth.
Right.
And the story built momentum. And, you know, again, this is not to get into a debate on any political spectrum here. It is really just to sit down and say, that is true impact and mm-hmm. impact that has sustained the length of time.
Oh, and it will continue.
Right? It's not going to change, right?
Mm-mm.
And whereas an influencer, as I think you said, and
it's sustainability.
It is not necessarily because if the product changes, now the influencer has to now go back and say, well, do I believe in that product any longer? Mm-hmm. Well, when you have moral and core convictions, or if you can really offer something to someone without a vested interest in it,
mm-hmm.
that's influential to me.
Right. Well, and you know, just the other day, 2 days ago, actually, I read something about a very an influencer in social media that I followed for years. She grew up in the fitness world, right? I mean, that was her brand.
Mm-hmm.
And as she got older, she talked about it recently. She no longer feels that way. So she have to, now where is her sustainability
right.
of what her brand was about, right? So it took her a hot minute to shift her perspective, not only her perspective, her brand. Now she is known as a menopause woman, right? Yeah, it, that's what she does now, but is fitting, right? And is, and I actually, I'm glad that she is, because she's bringing a very important topic to talk about, right? You know, it used to be taboo. Nobody talked about menopause. Now a lot of women are being open, and she's bringing in the forefront that it is okay to talk about it and that you don't have to live like that.
Right.
You know, and so you know what? Kudos to her. But the my point is, when she, as she got older, her she felt that her sustainability was no longer relevant.
Hmm. Yeah, I get it now.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I just think it's an interesting discussion, and it really wasn't one that we had tabled when we put our list of topics together for shows, but we felt that it was intriguing to us, which we hope that you share, and that it was one that when we sat back and we said, "What really is the difference?" And really understanding that. So. As always, it's just a pleasure to have conversation with you. And we do it here. We do it at the dinner table. We do it wherever we are because, you know, we're pretty much 24/7. You know, this is exciting stuff for us and we like to bring it to you. And we hope that you enjoy it. And if you did, we hope that you will follow it. If you know somebody that this content and all of our content might be of interest, if you can refer us. If you really liked it and you're following us and you want to put a review, that would be awesome. You can always reach out to us at trustedpreneurs.com. You can reach out to Madeline or I, where there's an intake form, if we can offer any assistance to you. Or if you just have some comments, you can always just message us and we're there. We will always reply to you. Until the next time, we are David and Madeline Ritchie, and we are your Trusted Preneurs.
Hasta vista.